Welcome to the Knife Junkie Podcast, your weekly dose of knife news and information about knives and knife collecting. Here's your host, Bob the Knife Junkie DeMarco.
Welcome to the Knife Junkie Podcast. I'm your host, Bob DeMarco. Coming up, we take a look at some tactical tweezers designed by Bob Terzuola. We look at the state of the collection. I got some damned designs in here, and I really like these damned designs. And then we'll also take a look at my top 10 all-tie, full-tie handled knives in my collection. You'll notice a couple of caveats when we get there. I'll point those out. But first, a pocket check. You know that that's my first opportunity to show off the knives I'm carrying that day. And oftentimes, I on podcast days, the days I know we're recording, I'll look a little deeper into the collection and look for things maybe I haven't carried in a while, because that way, when pocket check time comes along, I have something that I haven't shown you in a long time to show off. So I did that with one of my knives today. And also, it's thematic. This knife does not appear in my top 10 knives with full tie handles, because I rarely carry it because it's like a boat anchor, but I'll never get rid of it. And that is my Boker F3, designed by Vox. So, Mr. Voxnays, over there in Denmark. I was about to say Daneland in Denmark. The reason I'll never get rid of this beautiful knife is that I was carrying it on the day my second daughter was born. And, you know me, I'm an old, sentimental Italian. I'm not going to get rid of this, because of that reason. So, here it is. I carried it a lot when I first got it. And then, you know, other things came along, maybe lighter things, and, started carrying those. But this is a beautiful, full clip point, full tie handled clip point design. I love the clip point blade. It's quite a broad blade, and it is slightly hollow ground, and it is just ridiculously sharp there and quite thin behind the edge. But when you look at it from the spine, it's got a thick old slab of steel, and the handle scales are quite thick as well, titanium. And then when you look down inside there, you'll see that there's no weight relief pockets in there whatsoever. So it is a big, well, I should say it's a heavy knife. It's not that big. It's got a 3 1/4 inch blade. But I remember when this came out, that blade is S30V, by the way. I remember that when this knife came out, Jesper Voxnays was, I don't want to say he was hot on the scene. He's always hot on the scene, but it seemed like his brand of design was really catching traction. And maybe that was just because of the people I was paying attention to on Instagram. But he made 10 of these custom, and someone I was following back then, I think he went by Dirk Razor Sharp, had gotten a custom version of this. And man, he was just posting and talking about it so much that he whet my appetite for this particular design. So I went and got it. Boker has been producing this knife ever since, and they've changed the blade ever so slightly, I think in the swedge area, and probably the blade steel. And they've made a couple of other smaller version, et cetera, et cetera. So this has been a longstanding, knife for them, and, very happy to be carrying it today. It's like a trip down memory lane, back to 2014, when I was carrying this a lot. Also, I love the way that the tie on this has sort of snail trailed a bit just through carry, and, the backspacer is anodized blue as well as the clip. All right. So I'm carrying that today. And then my fixed blade knife, I'm going a little bit smaller today just because that Boker is pretty big. I'm carrying the DG Blade Company. That's Dylan Grace Blade Company. I call it Warney Scalpel. I'm not sure if he's officially called it that, but I just wanted to show it in the sheath first because he does beautiful sheath work. He makes this leather look antiqued. He does sort of a water forming, you know, getting the leather wet and then wrapping up the knife and compressing it. And then it's basically like Kydex. I mean, it really retains that blade really well without a retention strap. So I'm carrying this, and here's the knife itself. How long is this knife, this blade? Okay, it's a 2-inch Warncliffe blade on a much longer handle. This is forged 01 tool steel. and buckeye burl. Just a beautiful piece of buckeye burl on this. Nicely contoured. You look at Dylan Grace's beautiful blades on Instagram, and you'll oftentimes see that the handle is more squared off. He does a lot of squared off kind of handles. But this was nicely contoured, and it really drew me in. And I bought this at Blade Show 2021, if you remember. And yeah, this the contoured, smoothly rounded blade handle really drew me in. And then I asked him or his wife, I can't remember now, what the material was, and they revealed it as buckeye burl. And I like that because I'm from the great state of Ohio, and that's the Buckeye State. And you know me, I'm not a big rah-rah goateen kind of guy, but I do like that that the handle here is makes me think of Ohio. I love Ohio, and I always love going back home to visit and stuff. And so this is a nice tip of the hat to that. So today I'm carrying the Boker F3 full titanium S30V clip point folder, frame lock folder, and this beautiful Dylan Grace Warney scalpel. What are you carrying? Let me know. You can call the listener line 724-466-4487, or you can let me know in the comments below. I just want to know. I want to know. And as Jim is reminding me here, we do have a podcast scheduled with Dylan Grace later this month in August. Really looking forward to talking to him. He was a real nice guy. And I think what he's doing is really compelling work. I love, more and more I'm getting into forged knives, and you know, I always just love fixed blades. So, looking forward to talking to him and finding out about his process. Actually, on Instagram, he's been posting a lot of videos of his process, which, has a lot of steps. What can I say? So very interesting videos to watch. Also on Instagram is the Knife Junkie, a guy you may have heard of. He puts up these beautiful pictures. I mean, they are just gorgeously composed and finished photographs of his knife collection. All right, I'll stop talking in third person because, like everyone else, I find that totally obnoxious. But I've been putting up a lot of pictures of my collection up there, collection update kind of pictures, but also 1 minute audiograms that Jim pulls out from the weekly interview podcast, and I've been putting them up on Instagram. So check me out on Instagram, The Knife Junkie, and you can find out what's coming up or what that week's interview is, as well as get a look at some of the knives in my collection. Like this one. Here is an MW Steelworks Merlin. I've been showing this one off recently. Marcus Williamson is the knife maker, and love this knife. And I have put pictures of this on Instagram recently. But the reason I bring this up right now is that he's a guy that I've discovered on Instagram. I didn't discover him, but my discovery of him was on Instagram. And he is going to be coming on Thursday Night Knives this week. So be sure to check us out Thursday Night Knives. That's 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch live. You can talk to us via the comments, or you can go to theknifejunkie.com/join and come on screen and talk with us in person. But Marcus Williamson is going to be on, and we're going to take a look at some of his work and also just kind of get to know him a little bit. I've been paying more and more attention to him through Instagram, especially since I've gotten this. He sent it to me to check out. I loved it so much and commented as such, and he said, "Keep it. I want you to have it." And, you know, what was I going to say? No, I'm not a rude guy. I'm a nice guy. So I said, okay, I'll take it. So this Merlin is now mine. It makes a great pocket knife, by the way, in this little pocket slip, leather slip that goes in your pocket. Boom, there it is. It fits nicely in the jeans, in the front jeans pocket. So check it out. Instagram, The Knife Junkie on Instagram. But also you can check out Marcus Williamson, MW Steelworks, on Instagram, and also Thursday Night Knives this week, August 5th at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you think what we're doing here is good, if you think it's worth it, if you think you want to see more of it, you might want to support us on Patreon. Go to theknifejunkie.com/Patreon as the quickest way to get you there. And, you know, you as a member, you can choose from three different tiers of support. And the top tier of support, you're called the gentleman junkie. Even if you're a woman, you are a gentleman junkie. And in being so, you get entered into a monthly drawing for a knife. And we've had some really cool knives come through here. A lot of them have been donated by this old Sword Blade Reviews. That's Dave, great guy, great knife collection, and very generous dude. So we've been giving away a knife every month, third Thursday, and it's been great. But you also get other perks as being a Patreon member, and it can be at any level of support. You get stickers, you get access to exclusive content, and early access to the interview shows and the midweek supplemental. So go to theknifejunkie.com/Patreon to get there quickly and to make a seamless transaction. That's theknifejunkie.com/Patreon.
You're listening to the Knife Junkie Podcast. And now here's the Knife Junkie with the Knife Life News.
So it's no secret I love fixed blades. And, well, I noticed that the Italian knife company Lion Steel has come out with a new fixed blade by Tommaso Romici, who is a pretty popular Italian knife maker and designer. And he has, last year, he had a knife come out with them that we featured on this show. And now he's got this new one called the H1 and the H2. And this is sort of a blend between tactical and sort of utility knives. I mean, obviously, any knife can go either way, and tactical, as Ben mentions in this article, tactical kind of almost means nothing at this point, but kind of means nothing more than the aesthetics. But this one, with the karambit ring on the end of the handle, sort of makes it seem a little more tactical-y. But it comes in M390 blade steel. That's Lion Steel's usual steel. It's a just hair under 3-inch blade. You can get a drop point or this beautiful sort of sheep's foot design. And I gotta say, the sheath is just a knockout. It is a beautiful sheath because obviously you can set it up for dangle carry, if that's what you call it. Or you can also set it up for scout carry. And I just really like the setup here. But also having that karambit ring makes it a very, versatile. You don't have to use it like a karambit. You don't have to flip it and do all these fancy techniques. It does allow for an extended selection of handholds and ways to draw the knife. So really, I mean, we're starting to see many, many knives with those rings on the back of the handle, and they don't preclude you using it just like a regular knife and gripping it. I mean, really, it's effectively just a pommel without having to put your finger through, but it's there to put your finger through for drawing it and for, you know, maybe using it like a karambit, but it really just makes it more versatile in terms of how you carry it and also how you draw it. This is an integral, and, you know, integral means a lot of different things. On a folder, it means a handle milled out of one piece of material like titanium or G10. On a fixed blade, it can mean that the bolster and the guard area is all one piece with the blade and the tang. Or in this case, when Lion Steel calls this an integral, that means that handle is all, uniform, going all the way around the tang. In other words, you don't see the tang exposed on any part of that handle. So, yet another definition of integral, and I had to kind of look up what they meant because I could tell from the bolts on the scales that they were scales. But really, what they mean is that the channel for the tang is milled out in the on the underside of the scale, so that when the two scales come together, it's one uniform surface of micarta going all the way around. So, interesting offering from Lion Steel from Tommaso Romici. I just like saying Tommaso Romici. And I love the two different blade shapes here. I love that drop point, but you know my heart belongs to that sheep's foot. And the sheath is just gorgeous. So, check it out, coming from Lion Steel in the offing, M390 blade steel. Who doesn't love M390 blade steel? Okay, next up is an interesting thing. You know Bob Terzaghloula for being the godfather of the tactical folder. Well, now it appears as if he's the godfather of the tactical tweezer. That's right. He designed tactical tweezers for Civivi. And you might ask, what is a tactical tweezer? How do you get tactical with tweezers? Really, what I think they're really referring to is the packaging is quite tactical. Okay, so this is a pair of tweezers that are held inside a little casing. And when you unscrew the retention, the little piece of retention screw, it's a little knurled disc. It slides forward kind of like an out the front automatic. And then you have tweezers right there. You might ask, what do you need tweezers for? Well, I will be quite honest. I'm going to be more honest than you want to hear right now. But, my wife sometimes tweezes my unibrow. She's basically groomed me to the point where the unibrow has just given up the ghost and she doesn't have to do it much. But, that was one of the things when we first met, you know, she's like, I'm very attracted to you, but that unibrow's got to go. And so, all right. So there you go. You've taken a step into my past, into my intimate past. But tweezers can be used for a lot more. Say you're out actually doing work with your knives and, you get a splinter. What's the best tool to, remove that? Well, a pair of tweezers. Do you have tweezers on you? Well, the question is, do you have a Swiss Army knife on you? If you do, then you have tweezers. If not, you're going to be wanting these Civivi tactical tweezers. I think they're cool. I'm not sure I'm going to run out and get them. But if I had to pick a new pair of tweezers right now, you better believe they'd be the Bob Terzaghloula design tweezers. So these are the first Civivi products he's designed, though he did a mass drop folder that was manufactured by Wii Knives. So kind of obliquely, he's had things, you know, he has some Wii designs, but I don't know. I saw this. I thought it was pretty interesting. I don't know. What do you think? Tactical tweezers by Bob Terzaghloula. If anyone's going to do them, it should be him. Am I right about that? So let me know. Call the listener line, 724-466-4487. Let me know what you think of Bob Terzaghloula designing tweezers. You know, he's allowed to design whatever he wants. Maybe he needed a break from designing the coolest knives in the universe. And just, you know, decided to do this. I don't know. Let me know. All right. Well, that's it for Knife Life News. Still to come, we're going to take a look at four damned designs. These damned designs, I really like them. And we're also going to take a look at the top 10 full tie folders in my collection. And I will explain the caveat when we get there, because there are more tie knives in my collection than I will be showing off. But we will get to that in just a minute. Before we get there, I want to tell you about something coming up that's going to be very exciting. 2 weeks hence, we have the birthday bash. Jim and I are both turning, well, our next age this month. And I will be turning 50, and I've been talking about it all year because, you know, it's different than turning 40, definitely different than turning 30. This one is, I don't want to say it's hit me hard, but it's made me reflect on things. I've changed some habits leading up to this. And I want to be here for another 50 years and in good shape. You know, so I've made a few little changes here and there, and I've just been reflecting a lot. So the birthday bash is coming up on August 21st. I think we'll probably start 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, but don't quote me on that. We have a number of confirmed guests and others who are checking their calendar, and we have tons of giveaways. We will have Laren Thomas will be on. We have Doug Ritter coming on. We have, Well, I've also spoken with Marianne Halpern. She wants to come on. She's checking her calendar. Incidentally, her birthday is in August, and so is her husband, Les Halpern. They're both August babies. So we're going to have my cat's outside the door meowing. Sorry. That just distracted me. We're going to have a whole bunch of people here. We're going to have a whole bunch of giveaway stuff. Finch Knives has pledged a knife they're going to be giving away. Marianne is going to be sending some scales for the TRM Atom we're going to be giving away. We have this awesome t-shirt design that Jim just came up with this past week. He's been working on this design. I think it is so cool. I'm going to get a couple for myself so that I don't forget 8/21/21. And, well, just come join us. You know that you can talk to us through the comment section, but you can also go to theknifejunkie.com on your device /join and come on and speak with me in person and talk to whomever is on screen at the time. Probably run about 2 hours, but you know me, once I start talking, it's hard to stop me. So who knows how long it'll go. But be sure to join us, the Knife Junkie Birthday Bash, August 21st, 2021.
The Get Upside app is your way to get cash back on your gas purchases. Get Upside is an app you put on your smartphone, and whenever you need to get gas, search your area for savings, claim your discount, fill up your tank, and then take a picture of the receipt with your phone. And that's it. You've just got cash back. Visit theknifejunkie.com/save on gas to get the app and start saving. Again, that's theknifejunkie.com/save on gas.
These damn designs. All right, I'm done. I'm done with that joke, but damn designs. They've had a number of knives coming around the a Therapeutic Edge. I'm sorry, that was just not rolling off the tongue. Peter, a Therapeutic Edge, has a great knife group called the Knife Exchange. It's a pass around group. And these knives have been going around, and I've just been digging them. You've been seeing some of your favorite online reviewers do videos on these. And they have come my way, and I really love them. And a cool thing about Damn Designs is that they, when they first came on the scene, Damn Designs was producing some very high-end M390 full-tie knives. And now, Mr. D'Souza, the gentleman who runs Damn Designs out of Wyoming, I think, has decided to, we talked about this a couple weeks back on the show, has decided to make his designs more accessible. And so he's having them produced in D2 and liner lock versions in D2 and keeping them at $50 or below. And I got to say, they are out of this world. I love these knives. And, you know, that's almost a pun, out of this world, because these four knives I'm about to show you are all named after mythical creatures or characters or what have you. This is called the Cerberus, and it is this really nice 3.5-inch clip point blade here with a liner lock. This one happens to have a natural jade G10 on there, and you can see the weight reduction inside. This is a big knife. I mean, this has a nice, nice size to it. 3.5 inches, a nice broad handle that really fits the hand, fills the hand, and a nice broad blade with a saber grind that comes to a really fine edge. Very fine edge. These things are super sharp. Here, let me bring them out. I'll wheel them out one at a time, actually. Got a deep carry pocket clip. I mean, he goes way deep, these pocket clips. You've got a G10 backspacer, G10 handle, and then a very nice looking, it's almost like a calling card at this point, but this hexagonal, concentric hexagons on the, pivot on the show side. And there's your Damn Designs logo there. Sort of two crossed blades with ram's horns and, excellent, excellent flipper action on this. So this is the Cerberus. He was the two-headed dog, right? Is that Cerberus? Two-headed dog that guards Hades. And then here is the Hades. Where is the Hades? Let's see. Is this the Hades? No, this is the Invictus. The Invictus. Same sort of formula. You got the hugely chamfered, like really widely chamfered edges along the handle here of this drop point. This is the most, I gotta say, this is the most, I've been using the term vanilla, but that's kind of, well, I like vanilla. This is the most vanilla of the designs. It's a full bellied drop point, and it's, got the same G10 handles. It's got the, concentric hexagons, beautiful acid wash handle here. This is the Invictus, and, also excellent, excellent bearing action here. super deep carry pocket clip. So different look, same recipe. And I like that. I like that because it's sort of like Hollywood. Give me the same, but different, you know, and they also have, on the off side, they have the off clip side. They have a really nice filler tab, probably the nicest filler tab, out there because it's three dimensional. It's not just a piece that fits into a cutout area here. It follows the contour of the pommel there. So very nice. That's the Invictus. Next is the Hades. This is the one, out of the four I have here that is not a flipper. And, I love this one. I love this one. And it's incredibly sharp, like all of them. They come to a really thin behind the edge, geometry here, but very, very, very pointy. This is my kind of Achilles heel. How do you like that? I threw another little mythical thing in there. See what I did with my language? So this very extreme clip point here comes to a super fine edge. This is the one that I've used. I've had these for a couple of days and I have used this one just a little bit because I don't want to drop it on its tip. That's what I was talking about in terms of my Achilles heel. I see a tip like that. I'm very drawn to it and then I tend to drop it, but I've been getting better and better. So this one has the same really broad chamfering, which leads to a very nice, again, hexagonal, cross section here. You got the concentric hexagons here. You got really nice, thumb stud action here. And it's refreshing not to have a flipper. I gotta say, I really like it. Great ergonomics on these handles. Another deep carry pocket clip. And then on this particular one, you have the acid stone wash and the, green. I have been not so into OD green, but I think this is a very handsome, combination here with that sort of darker acid stone wash. Also on bearings, and, who doesn't like a thumb stud knife on bearings? Okay, and lastly is the Fenrir. And Fenrir, I had to look it up, is a, giant wolf, I guess, from Norse mythology. Look at that. Boy, man, that's... So this is an extreme Warncliffe, or since it's based on a Nordic style, Nordic giant wolf, I'm thinking maybe this is a little bit Sax inspired. There again, you have the concentric hexagonal pivot. You've got the pommel contoured filler tab for the offside. Super deep carry pocket clip. This is the one that has a slightly different looking pocket clip and just great ergonomics. All of these are $50 or less, which to me is mind blowing because I got to say, I really, really think these are high quality knives. Lately, I've been kind of snobbish in my carry. I'm going to be totally honest. I'll get a knife like this and I'll really appreciate it, really like it, but then I'll be like, When it comes time to carry and pick what I'm going to carry, I'll think, well, I have better steels. Maybe I should carry my better steel knives. And I don't know. Like I said, it's a mind block lately, but these four knives have kind of jostled me from that way of thinking because they're just outstanding. I mean, I personally love the way they look. The size is right in my wheelhouse, but they are really well made, super solid and, useful, and they've got a lot of character, these knives. So I'm really excited about them. I'm going to do some videos on them, and I might seek them out. I mean, for $50, these are an insane deal. So there you go. That's my quick and dirty of these four damned designs. It's the Cerberus, the Invictus, the Hades, and the Fenrir. All cool names, all really cool looking knives, and, you know, way, way, way worth way more than, worth way more than $50 in my estimation. But, so he's bringing some great designs at a great price. He's also got some other designs coming out. We talked about them a few weeks back, some Tanto style knives coming out, and he's going to be reintroducing the higher end titanium frame lock versions of these with higher end steels in another season or two once these have have caught on. He came out of the gate with a luxury item, thought, hey, why don't I cut back on the prestige, give the people what they want, give them a taste of what I can do at a lower price point, and then reintroduce the designs. So you can find out about these knives and everything I'm talking about here just by going to theknifejunkie.com/239. That's this episode number. This is the Knife Junkie episode 239. By doing that, you can find the show itself and watch the show and listen to the show itself. And you can also get show notes and find out what we were talking about here. Me and myself, right here on the show. All right. So I want to get to these top 10 knives that are full tie in my collection. Okay. So I have a lot of tie folders, frame lock titanium folders. And a couple of, as you'll see here, liner lock titanium folders, full tie. The ones I'm going to show you here are just what I said, full tie, not even an inlay. No G10 on one side, no micarta on one side. And so this is titanium all the way around without an inlay, without any other material on the handle but titanium. All right, that's my caveat, because when I was going through them, going through my knives, I was like, oh, I have to include this, and I have to include this, and I have to include this. And it started to feel like maybe that's a subcategory. You know, titanium knives that have a frame lock titanium side, but that have other materials on the handle side. So I decided right here, it's infrequent that I will buy a full tie knife. And I don't know, something about them, they really have to tickle my fancy, because I also love micarta. So I will tend towards that. But these are the knives that stole my heart with full titanium handles. And so let's get to it. All right. First is one, you know, like I keep talking about how sentimental I am. This is the knife that I got just days after my second daughter was born. This was a Christmas gift. My daughter was born in December. My wife was exhausted, but knew she wanted to get me a Christmas present. Just what do you want? Send me a link, she said. And I said, oh, okay. I had always wanted a Sage 2. And this knife was kind of newish on the scene at the time in 2014. I guess it had been out for a year or two. And I had always admired it. And people were talking about how great it was. And so I sent her the link for this. And she's like, that's rather expensive. And but she clicked buy anyway. And here we go. This is the Sage 2 by Spyderco. And I love the color of this titanium. I just love the treatment of it. It's beautiful. And, you know, as you know, the Sage series got its name because it was the same design, but featured, four and now five different, locks. And, so Sage, like, you know, when you're a sage, you're an adept. You're someone who knows, you know, who has wisdom on the topic. So the first one was the liner lock, and that was for Michael Walker, who designed the liner lock. Second is the Reeve integral lock. We call it the frame lock now, but so this was for Chris Reeve. And then the third one was the Butch ball lock, I believe. And now I'm forgetting. One of them was a back lock. And then the fifth one was, the compression lock. I did this, like you're supposed to know. That's me fidgeting with the compression lock. So, first one on the list, this full tie Sage 2 3-inch bladed, Spyderco. Love that knife. Second is the only full-tie liner lock in the lineup, and this is the Tactile Knives Rockwall. Just such a great knife. This is also a 3-inch bladed knife. This one is a drop point with a swedge. Love the blade on this. I've commented before on how this drop point is just a little more aggressive than what I usually think of as a standard sort of drop point shape. That point really comes to quite an acute tip, and I love that. The beautifully milled titanium, I mean, we're talking titanium here, and just look at how beautifully detailed the milling is on this. But then again, that's what we know Tactile for, They started as a pen company, Tactile Turn. I mean, so this knife company, Tactile Knife Company, was spawned from Tactile Turn. I still have to get one of their pens. They're so cool. I think maybe a bolt action pen. Maybe I'll get that as my birthday present to myself. This time of year, I end up buying a lot of stuff for myself. Excellent 20 CV blade steel, very sharp, and a liner lock. You can see that steel liner in there. But just, man, you really get your bang for your buck here with two full sides of titanium milled so nicely with that texture. And also excellent jimping on the spine. So number two is the Tactile Turn Rockwall, named after Rockwall County in Texas. Incidentally, that's what they do. They name their knives after counties in Texas where they are located. Next is, man, this knife started my love for this kind of knife, really. And it was years until I got one of my own. This is the Les George V-Sep. One of the first, mid-tech knives, a knife where a custom knife maker has a lot of the parts cut out elsewhere, and then he finishes and assembles and finishes it and sharpens it and all that in his own lab, his own shop. Just a beautiful example of the type. One thing that Les George does that you don't see too often is look at the chamfering around the lock bar. You know, a lot of very expensive knives that I have don't do that. So you'll feel it right here, right where the titanium is cut for the lock there, for the spring. And it's sharp, you know. On a very expensive knife, it'll be not so well finished there. Well, Les George, he's not standing for that. And he chamfers beautifully all the way around the handle, making it incredibly comfortable. And then he does that for the lock bar cutout. Probably, I don't know, it's really up in my top three of favorite all-time folders. I love this design, and I love how it's executed, and I even love the ProTec versions of it. It's just such a gorgeous knife. And when it came out, a lot of people were making videos asking the question, is this the Sebenza killer? And I tend to say no, you know, nothing's going to kill the Sebenza, but I would say that this is definitely equal. I just love this knife. All right, so this is the V-Sep, and it's also an XHP steel, by the way. V-Sep by Les George Knives. Next is one that I'm pretty lucky to have because this one never got mass production. This is the Nitch Designs Ingress. Nick Rogers, proprietor and designer of Nitch Designs, designed this, and this is the second of three prototypes. And he gifted it to me, knowing that I loved it and knowing that I like tactical style knives. He gave me the most tactical of the three designs that he made, and also a non-flipper. Full titanium, beautifully milled. God, I love the milling on this. The way these large cross hatches feel in hand is just so luxurious, but also nice and grippy. And then that continues onto the backside here. Great design. This blade is, my wife thinks this looks like something a Klingon would carry because of that blade shape and that hole opening. I love the harpoon on this. I'm not ordinarily a harpoon kind of guy, but I do like the harpoon swedge on this. And then it's a thin blade stock to begin with, but the broadness of this blade and the height of that flat grind makes it an absolute razor blade behind the edge. And Nick Rogers is a serious knife junkie himself. And so when he was designing these Ingress knives, he was really going for all the things that knife lovers like himself really, really look for. And one of those things was a very thin behind the edge geometry. And he definitely achieved it on this knife. Another thing, incidentally, is the ability to spidey flick. And this is an awesome spidey flicker. Great shaped handle, full tie, just a beautiful knife. And I am honored to have it in my collection because there aren't too many of them out there. Another one I'm honored to have in the collection is the Spartan Harzy folder. Not only did it take me a while to find one in stock, this is before I heard from Slicey Dicey that he called them and asked them to make one, and they had the parts, quote unquote, laying around, so they put one together for him. I don't know if that's something you can do all the time, but in any case, I looked high and low for this, and I wanted the plain Jane version of it, if you will. You know, no coating and no engraving on it. They do a lot of cool engravings, designs, and themes on their handles. I just wanted a plain one. And wouldn't you know, after talking to Curtis Iovito on the show here, he said, send me yours and I'll engrave your logo on it. And he did. And so that makes this a prized possession and a prized knife in my collection, but also just one of the greatest A designs. It's a Harzy design. Love his work. But also full tie. It just feels amazing in hand. And if we're talking about Sebenza killers, that's a cheesy term, but this is definitely up there with the VSEP as iconic. I know people throw that term around, but this really is an iconic folder, and I would say a real competition for a Sebenza in terms of the solid feel. Like, this thing just has that Sebenza feel, and the action is right on par too. Such an excellent knife. So that is one of my prized full tie folders there. The Spartan Harzy folder. All right, next up, from one of the greatest makers, if not the greatest makers overseas in China, this is the Riat K2. In my estimation, probably the most beautiful tanto blade out there. It has some serious runners up, like the older SOCOMs from the older SOCOM elites from Microtech, like 2013 and back, and also a couple of Emerson designs. But to me, this one with that machine satin finish and that upswept tip. Oh, this is such a beautiful knife and extremely sharp with that hollow grind. Funny story about this is when I had to get this in my collection. I just had to. That blade, every time I saw, someone else on, Instagram or on YouTube showing this off, I got green with envy. I'd feel blood rushing to my face. I have to have that thing. I have to. And, so I sought it out, and I originally wanted one of the blue handles with the diamonds, with the anodized diamonds milled into the handles, sort of evocative of the handle wrap on a samurai sword. And I couldn't find one, and I settled for this. I say settled with air quotes because once I got it, I was really, really happy that I got this bronzed sort of dragon skin handle instead. I really, it's got a lot of character. It feels great in hand. And I didn't really care for how it looked in pictures, but in person, I really, dig it. What can I say? KnifeJoker.com has made a number of exclusives of this knife in fat carbon, in plain titanium, and different titanium handles. And, what a great knife to turn into a collectible in that way by changing handles and handle designs. Handle materials, I mean. So full titanium. You've got some sculpture in there. And all of these, I think all of these, almost all of these have the steel, insert on the frame. I think with the exception of the Spyderco and the VSEP so far. All right. Next is another Spyderco. And this is, it's odd to me that I don't carry Spydercos that much, but it's funny that two of my very favorite full ties are Spydercos. And, this, of course, is the Spidey Chef. Before I even open it to check out the beautifully modified blade, I love this titanium handle. This is like, the classic plain Jane, Sebenza, the way it picks up the snail trails. And, it's just something in how the blade, how the handle is treated and anodized. It really shows wear. And, I love it. So I sent this off to, Mike Emler. at Crazy Ed, Crazy Sharp. I'm sorry. So he sharpens knives and he makes them crazy sharp. And that is his business name. But I had him turn this into a clip point here. The Spidey Edge, Spidey Chef, as you know, has a rounded sort of Santoku style blade. I wanted something with a point, knowing that once it has a point, I'll carry it much more. So he did a great job in clipping off the top and giving me a nice point there. But he also gave it this awesome finish, sort of a signature finish of him. It's like a tumbled, polished, acid stonewash kind of thing. And just love the way it looks. And then he did his patented hand sharpening. It's not patented, but he did his signature hand sharpening. He uses stones and has a very interesting way of sharpening that he learned and sort of perfected when he lived. And I think he was deployed in Japan. He was in the Navy. So just a gorgeous knife. He asked, Mike Emler asked if I wanted him to treat the titanium handle and sort of refresh it. I said, you keep your mitts off my titanium handle. I like how it's aged and I wanted to keep that in there. So, just a beautiful knife. And, again, that's the LC200N titanium. Everything about this thing is corrosion resistant. The LC200N steel, and then all of the hardware is titanium, and then, you know, the handle itself is titanium. Full titanium. All right, we got three more here. This next one is the very newest of the full titanium knives in my collection. This is the Kaiser Inversion, designed by Dirk Pinkerton. And this is a funny-looking knife at first, and then you realize it's a Pakal-style folder. So it's meant to be held like this, with the tip down and the edge in for particular kinds of fighting, like Libra fighting. Oh, I've been painting. Like Libra fighting and that kind of thing. So this is meant to be optimized, with the tip down, the edge in, gross motor motions, for saving your life, tactical uses and self-defense uses. But it is a great just EDC knife. When you hold it in just your standard grip, it's a very sharp knife and just a great utility design, I've come to find. Just as long as you don't, when you look at it, you kind of want to hold it like this. You want to put that finger groove there, but that's really intended for your pinky in reverse grip. So just be careful not to grip it like this, because you might end up putting your thumb on the edge. So this knife really wormed its way into my heart, not only because you can auto deploy it off of the pants, kind of like a wave thing with this, a waved knife with this nice big thumb stud here, this brass thumb stud, but also this terraced titanium on both sides. It is very attractive to my eye and it feels great in hand. And oftentimes I talk about how full titanium is a little slippery if your hands get wet. Might be a little slippery for tactical use, but the terracing on this really helps you maintain your grip, and it feels good and it looks good. So this knife has quickly become a favorite of mine, and I love Dirk Pinkerton's designs. I have a full custom double edged Pakal fixed blade from him. That's awesome. That I'm sure you've seen me show off, and also the concept/cancept, still don't know how to pronounce it, Main Street. Love that Warren Cliff design. All right, two more here. This one is also somewhat new. Here it is. It's the Crystal Aurora. Crystal Knives is out of Russia. Got this through Levon of the Knife Nuts podcast. He has a really cool importing business now where he's importing knives. Most of them designed by Ivan Bragunets in Russia, bringing in some really cool Russian knives, to our market. And, this one, I have to say, is chief among them. This is just the coolest looking knife. I love that giant fuller in the blade. And, as I've mentioned before, you look at the spine of the blade, it's pretty substantial blade stock, but it really thins out with that fuller. And when you get to this lower portion of the blade where the cutting edge is, they have really thinned it out by the time it gets there. Great sort of, well, it's like jimping. It acts like jimping, these lines milled into the handle and also onto the fully titanium, fully sculpted pocket clip, and really makes it easy to draw from your pocket because you have, it's like you have jimping on both sides of the handle. The only place the jimping isn't good is where there's actual jimping right here on the blade spine. It is ceremonial at best. You kind of don't need it, but, it's pretty unsubstantial, it's not grippy at all. But anyway, one of the things I love most about this knife is the action. Shoots out, fires out, rockets out, if you will, on bearings. And then it has that sort of subenzoid, feel when you close it. It feels like it has sort of a hydraulic feel when you close it. It's not drop shutty. It's this kind of shutty. And I love that. So smooth. So yeah, the Cristal Aurora, I'll show you there. The Lockside, pivot has their logo on it. S35VN, very, very, very cool knife. Thin, light. I mean, this is, if you want a full titanium knife for your gym shorts, boom, this is it. All right. One more. Recent guest on the show, Israel Bacchus of Arcane Designs. This is his design with something obscene company, and that is the Antimatter. This knife, also manufactured by Riat. This knife is just insane. I love it. You know, I've been talking a lot about fully symmetrical, double-edged folding knives and how there's a dearth of them in the market. Well, he's one of very few. Hinderer and Sharp by Design, they both make their version of fully double-edged folding daggers. And this one, look at that. That beautiful finish, that satin finish that Riat does is just astounding. So this comes in three different versions. You can get it bronze with black blade, which is really handsome. And you can also get it with a black handle with damasteel, which also looks great. But when I was kind of laboring over which one to get, I had to get the one with this incredible satin finish because I really like seeing the grind lines on both edge and really, it really on both of the edges. And it really highlights the daggeriness of this. It is very sharp. And actually a couple of times I cut the palm of my hand because I was getting sassy with how I was opening it and kind of had some of my hand fat over the edge. And so, yeah, it rocketed out, but it went through a little bit of my hand doing so. Just a gorgeous knife and full titanium, great pocket clip. Look at that pocket clip. Looks like one of those things that emits electricity, one of those things that shoots electricity out and brings life to Frankenstein's monster. It's alive! Alive! And those are the kind of influences that go into Israel's designs. He's really into sci-fi and fantasy and that kind of thing. And so it really comes out in his designs. So I'm going to lay that across. And boom, there you have it. What a portrait. What a portrait of full tie. I love these knives. So just in summation, we have the Spyderco Sage 3, Sage 2. We have the Tactile Knives Rockwall. We have the Les George Vsep. We have the Niche Designs Ingress. We have the Spartan Harzy Folder. We have the Riat K2, a modified Spyderco Spidey Chef, the Inversion from Kaiser Knives. We have the Cristal Aurora. And then on top here, we have the Antimatter by Arcane Designs. My top 10 full tie knives. I have a bunch of other tie knives that have insets and show side handle materials of different materials, but I wanted to highlight these this week. I also have a couple of other full tie knives that just I like, but didn't make the cut. All right, well there you have it. Thanks, ladies and gentlemen, for checking out this midweek supplemental version of our episode of the Knife Junkie Podcast. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe, hit the notification bell. That way, you know, every time I upload a new video and, you know, we know you're not going to want to miss that. Also, check us out on Instagram. That's the Knife Junkie on Instagram. Also, when we do our Thursday Night Knives at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time live, you can also check us out on Facebook or Twitch if that is more convenient for you. And be sure to keep your eyes open for the birthday bash. More details will be coming out in subsequent episodes. Check out the Sunday interview show. And, well, until next time we meet, I want to thank Jim. Working his magic behind the switcher because he's there. Thank you, sir. Always greatly appreciated. You make this show what it is. I want to say, don't take dull for an answer.
Thanks for listening to the Knife Junkie Podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please rate and review at reviewthepodcast.com. For show notes for today's episode, additional resources, and to listen to past episodes, visit our website, theknifejunkie.com. You can also watch our latest videos on YouTube at theknifejunkie.com/YouTube. Check out some great knife photos on theknifejunkie.com/Instagram, and join our Facebook group at theknifejunkie.com/Facebook. And if you have a question or comment, email them to bob@theknifejunkie.com or call our 24/7 listener line at 724-466-4487, and you may hear your comment or question answered on an upcoming episode of the Knife Junkie Podcast.